two pairs of shiny wings. It's kind of a long insect, about that big or so. And it's got some people would say there was a sign that snakes were near. And I think it's supposed to eat mosquitoes. It's got two pairs of shiny wings.
Birds? Are these purple martins?
It's an insect.
Oh, an insect.
Do you ever hear of an insect called a snake doctor?
Yes. He used to fly around over the pond, and my brother would point him out and say, that's a snake doctor.
Mm-hmm. What about mosquito hawk? Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Or dragonfly?
I imagine the same thing as that dragon. Something very similar.
Mm-hmm.
But we called them when we were children snake doctors.
Mm-hmm. And, what kinds of insects will sting you?
Wasps and bees,
mm-hmm.
hornets, just a lot of them.
What about something that builds a nest on the ground? Or something that has little yellow?
Bumblebees.
Or something else that yellow and black stripes on it? It's not as big as a bumblebee.
And not bees.
Well, it's not as big.
Mm-hmm. Ants.
Uh-huh. What about yellow jack? Do you have yellow?
Yellow jackets.
Uh-huh. How do they build their nest?
I don't know. I'm ignorant.
What about something that builds a nest out of mud?
That's a dirt doll.
Okay. And a little red insect that'll get on you if you go blackberry picking.
Red bugs.
Any other name for them?
Chiggers.
Which did you used to say?
Red bugs.
Okay. And something that hops around in the grass?
Rabbits?
Or an insect?
Or an insect. Hops.
It's kind of like a cricket. You hear grass?
Grasshoppers. Uh-huh. Yeah, grasshoppers.
Have you ever heard those called hopper grass?
No.
Okay. What about something that, say, if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the corner in the ceiling, you might find a...
Spider webs.
Okay. And something like that outside on the bush, you'd call that a... Would you call it a spider web, too?
Well, we call them something more than that when they web up on pecan trees and you have to burn them out. But I guess they are spider webs.
Uh-huh. What about cobwebs?
Cobwebs, yes. Cobwebs.
Was that on the pecan tree?
Yes.
Did they have spiders living in them?
I don't think there's spiders that make them. I don't know what makes all that webbing up. But if you don't burn that out, well, it doesn't. It's not spiders. It's a worm in there.
Hmm.
I had a nigger burning some out of pecan tree down here and one down here this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't reach to the top. And he didn't get them all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The cane, he had the thing, had mm-hmm. cotton, you know, tied onto a cane. And
mm-hmm.
he didn't get all of them off of this tree, but he got all of them down there. And then the tree put out fresh leaves and looked so much better.
Mm-hmm. And the parts of the tree that grow under the ground are called the...
Parts of the tree that what?
Grow under the ground.
That's the roots.
Did you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Oh, yeah. There's some kind of roots they use for medicine.
Do you remember doing that yourself when you were...
I never did do it, but they used to hunt ginseng.